Czech President Miloš Zeman has come under criticism for denouncing sanctions against Russia in Russian at an event organized by a close associate of Vladimir Putin's. Mr. Zeman described the conflict in Ukraine as a civil war and said the situation was a mere flu compared to the threat of Islamic terrorism. Jan Richter has the story.
Уважаемый господин председатель, дорогой Владимир.
The Czech president addressed the Dialogue of Civilizations conference in fluent Russian. The annual event is organized by a Vienna-based group called World Public Forum Dialogue of Civilizations. Its president is the Russian oligarch Vladimir Yakunin, who has himself been targeted by US sanctions. In his 17-minute address on the Greek island of Rhodes on Friday, Mr. Zeman criticized the sanctions imposed by the EU and US on Russia over Moscow's support for pro-Russian rebels in Ukraine and its annexation of Crimea. "We have to remove the sanctions, which are not only useless, but they cause a reverse effect than their authors hoped to achieve. We need to develop a dialogue based on the exchange of people, commodities and capital, as well as completely uncensored information," Mr. Zeman said. Much of the president's remarks dealt with the threat of the terrorist group Islamic State, which Mr. Zeman said was a cancer compared to the flu in Ukraine. "The West and Russia must join forces in fighting Islamic terrorism," he said. Indeed, Mr. Zeman warned, Ukraine could in the future become a terrorist haven, just like Libya and Iraq. The president's remarks contradict past declarations by the Czech Foreign Minister Lubomír Zaorálek, who last month denounced the incursion of Russian armed forces into Ukraine. But Czech Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka has in the past also questioned the effectivity of the sanctions and has asked for certain concessions to protect the Czech industry. David Froes is a spokesman for the Czech Foreign Ministry.
I don't think they were necessarily in conflict with what the Czech Republic's view is. We have repeatedly emphasized that not all the sanctions applied have the expected impact on the Russian economy, so and consequently on Russia's behavior towards Ukraine.
Commentator Yefim Fishtein says the Czech Republic, Slovakia and Hungary have become the most vocal opponents of the EU's stance on Russia, but that could have serious consequences for the country's future.
We are part of the Western civilization with all its achievements, with all its values. Trying to be in between, trying to be between worlds, between the different worlds, is dangerous for such a country, which geopolitical position is really very delicate. Any unclear, dubious statement or position weakens the geopolitical roots of the republic itself.
The Czech public seems to be split on the issue of Russian policies in Ukraine and the EU's reaction to it. In the latest survey, one-third of the respondents opposed the sanctions, while 48% supported them. Some 10,000 people have meanwhile signed petitions calling for a tougher stance on Russia.